episode 287, Running on Empty.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, ladies! Are you ready to fill up? Because I don't know about you, but lately I have been running on empty. That's what we're chatting about today. I'm so excited that you're here. I'm glad that you are taking a time out to renew, rejuvenate, and rediscover really where you are headed in life. And you're taking time to create your now. I mean, hugs to you, because that takes some dedication. When you actually say, I had a girlfriend tell me, you know what, Christiane, I feel almost guilty that I'm getting up and I'm making time to do this. And I said, wait a minute here, you're getting up early, so you're not disrupting anybody else. You actually might be losing a little bit of sleep, but think how much you're gaining. And she was like, oh my gosh, you are so right. She was looking at it from a selfish standpoint. But no, it was really a selfless standpoint. So where are you today? Where are you on your journey? Are you running on empty? That's what we're going to chat about today. Do you have, my nose is cold, by the way. Is your nose cold? It is getting frigid up here. I've been able to open up the windows a little bit because it is fall. It is here. I love it. But I feel like I got the sniffles once in a while because it's so cold in my recording studio. But regardless, we're going to chat away. So I have my, you know, kind of like my lukewarm tea water here, but it's not tea, it's just water, because you guys know I don't drink anything but water. And so cheers to you today. And hopefully this time that we spend together will give you enough to get you through to the next day, get you through kind of your heartache. And maybe it's something that you specifically are needing. So I ask you today, open up your mind, open up your heart, and just kind of internalize what I'm telling you here. Because this one, running on empty, oh my gosh, this is so up there with all moms around the world. So we're going to chat about this. If you're brand new to Create Your Now in the family, welcome, welcome. I want to give you a big squeeze and a great big aloha, because you are part of the family. And so welcome. You know, if you have questions or you want to chat, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, and you can definitely come on over to createyournow.com. Without further ado, let's chat today. Running on empty. Are you running on empty? I'm just running. Have you noticed sometimes that I can talk really, 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 really fast? Well, sometimes, though, that's what we do with our life. We just keep going and 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 going. And pretty soon it runs in. You can't even verbalize. You can't even figure out the word. You don't even see emotion. You become like that magical person that just like runs across the screen. Go back to the old kindergarten. No, cartoon. Yeah, I was in kindergarten way back when, yes. But the cartoons. Who was it? The coyote and the ostrich. Oh my gosh, I forgot their name. But anyway, the coyote, if you ever watched cartoons, and these are the older ones, like not the ones that are on Disney Now today and all of that. But you know how Roadrunner. That's it, Roadrunner. And it was simply that. All of a sudden, whoosh, she was there. I said, beep, beep. And then run again. Beep, beep. Run again. Beep, beep. That is how your life is sometimes. And you just keep running and running and running. But the problem is you're not getting any time to fuel yourself. You are running on empty. Moms, it's so hard. Dad, same with you. My goodness, if you are I don't care if you're a stay-at-home mom, a work-at-home mom, a career mom, regardless of where you are, mom or dad, life has got you running on empty. Why? Because in this world, it's now. Everything has to happen now. I went and took my puppy dog to the kennel because we were going off to a convention. And I took my puppy dog in, and it's a great place. Oh, he loves it there. We call it camping. He's going camping. Rhino is going camping. And he gets so excited. His little tail just wags, you know. He's excited. And so we end up going there, and the whole thing is he's just going and going and going and going. And you get in there, and the dogs, you know, you walk by, and they're just all like hyper and happy-go-lucky, and they are just running, 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 running. But for him being a bulldog, his fuel runs out. And he will eventually literally collapse on the floor, tongue hanging out, drooping, going, I just can't do it anymore. I just can't. Yet he wants to. And he wants to go beep, beep, beep. And he wants to keep running like the Roadrunner does. But his body says, I can't do this. My mind is breaking down, Mom. Even though he wants to just like so be there. When you are always on the go, running on empty, you're not helping anybody within your world, the people that you come in contact with. You're not helping your family. You're definitely not helping you. That is eating away years of your life, seriously. I'm not joking about it. Studies upon studies have shown when we sit here and we kind of play this all-in mentality, I got to do it all or I can't do any of it. It's one or the other. No, 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 no. Because what happens is you're running on empty eventually. And usually when you hit that, the negative of the negative of the negative of running on empty, and you have to call for someone to come help, that call is what? Usually means your health is suffering. Maybe you're falling into anxiety, or you're having an issue with maybe possible depression, and it begins to eat at you. Running on empty gets you nowhere fast. It holds you back. Am I doing too much? Are you asking that question now where you are? Maybe, oh gosh, am I doing not enough? Should I I mean, I know I should be doing more, right? I got to do everything. I got to be there. I got to volunteer for my kids' reading class. And then, wait, and then we've got, oh wait, we've got the production at church. So I've got to be involved in that. And then I've got to teach Sunday school too. And on top of that, well, I got to be a mom. So the house has got to be clean. So, well, I guess I'm technically really the maid because I'm cleaning everything. And then wait, we got to eat. So I'm the chef too. I got to do it all. And I still have a job so we can pay our bills, so we can have a roof over our heads. Am I doing too much or am I not doing enough? Can't I be giving more? Come on. All in is the only option that I have. Is that what you're screaming from the mountaintops? Is that where you are in your journey, that you feel like you have to be doing everything, being a little roadrunner and going beep, 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 beep? All of a sudden you appear, right? Wild Coyote wasn't like that. He tried to keep up, but he had a hard time. Eventually, you run out of fuel when you're running on empty. Look at your body. And I want you to look at your body as if, okay, this is going to sound a little weird, but work with me here. I told you to have an open mind, open heart, right? Open your ears, open your mind, open your heart. So look at your body, okay? And if you have to, if you're around a mirror right now, look at your body, literally. And I want you to look at your body, and I want you to look at it a different way. I want you to look at your body as if that is your life. Because if you're not breathing, you're not here, correct? Okay, so now that we've got that taken care of. So when I talk about your body, we're talking about the whole person. We're talking about your life. And when you look at your life is a temple. When you have a temple, what's got to be so strong? The foundation. Right? You have to have a strong foundation. If not, you cannot build a temple on nothing, because eventually what will happen? It'll crumble because there's nothing there holding it up. Your life is a temple. Does it have a strong foundation? All in doesn't make the grade. It doesn't help you. It doesn't get you anywhere faster. In fact, it gets you there usually slower. It takes longer time to get where you want to go when you're all in. Because you can't do all in 100% of the time. Let me throw in this thought. HIIT. You guys have heard of HIIT. Because you guys are the fitness buffs that you are. You want to stay healthy, right? So you've heard of HIIT, high intensity interval training. And HIIT is when you do it, you're going to do it and you're going to do it as hard as you can. So for example, let's take sprinting. Okay, as a runner, we're going to talk running. So We're going to do HIIT training. We're going to do it with sprints. So you're going to sprint as hard as you can for 30 seconds. And when I say as hard as you can, okay, I don't care if it's on the treadmill or if you're doing sprints like on a track or in your backyard. You're going to push so hard that you cannot speak. You cannot carry a conversation. You become winded because you're all in for that 30 seconds. When you give your all for that 30 seconds, what happens? You feel like you're about to drop, fall over, don't you? And so you do. You have to breathe. You have to take a minute and you have to catch your breath there. And you do. You catch your breath. Maybe it's 10, 15, 20, 30 seconds, depending upon where you are. Okay, in your health journey, in your fitness journey. So you take that brief breather and you hit it again for 30 seconds as hard as you can, where you can't even speak, you can't carry on a conversation. And then finally you get to take that big deep breath to breathe again. And then you go back at it again. Now the thing is, when you're doing HIIT training, you can go hard at it for what? Only so long. You can't continue to do that for 4 minutes straight. You can't initially, right? You have to build it up. Maybe you start doing it only at 15 seconds and it extends to 20, then you get it to 30. Then eventually you get it up to a minute because you're getting stronger and stronger. Why? Because your foundation is being built stronger and stronger. But you can't start out that way. I've worked with some clients that are so heavy. They have so much weight to lose. They are not even, they get winded from walking from their living room to the kitchen. Seriously. And that's sad, but that is a fact of life, especially here in the U.S. We've had that conversation on an episode, how we're kind of Americans, you know, rank in obesity. We're very high here. Unfortunately, I have to tell you that we're high. We're very high. But when you have a hard time walking from your living room to the kitchen and you are winded because of that, you can't start HIIT training, right? You don't have a foundation to start. You are literally might drop over dead. Seriously, I would not recommend that you do HIIT training because you're not ready for it. You haven't built the foundation. Your life is a temple. In order to build a strong one, your foundation has got to be there. You can't build a strong foundation by living with the mentality of all in and running on empty. Because the only way that's going to happen is you'll be digging. Somebody will be digging your grave. That's kind of a horrible thought to think that way. But that is the reality of life. You are adding stress to your life, which is taking away from your goals. You're not going to get there as fast, and you are shortening your lifespan. How is that helping you? Being all in all the time. It doesn't work, does it? It doesn't. But guess what? There is hope. There is a kiss. Here is your kiss. Are you ready? It's real simple. Feed your mind, body, and spirit. Yep, that's it. Because when you're running on empty, you have got to learn to feed the mind, the body, and the spirit. And this is how you do it. Number one, good thoughts. That's how you feed your mind. You let everything else take over when you have the all-in mentality. When you have the, I got to do it all. It's 100% or no percent. That comes with the comparison. That comes with perfectionism. That comes with life, unfortunately. You got to change the mindset and you got to have good thoughts. You can't allow yourself to fall into the trenches of negativity. So number one, to feed your mind, you must have good thoughts. That does take work for some of you because negativity is more a part of your life than positivity. Optimism is where you want to be optimally. Okay. So good thoughts. Number two for the body is what? Nutrition. Yes, you are exactly what you eat. So if you are sustaining your body and the fuel that you put into it, that fuel being food, that fuel being liquids, if you are giving yourself nothing but diet drinks and candy and fast food, You are exactly that. And your body can only produce as what you feed it. If you're feeding it junk, you're producing junk. Now that sounds mean, but I'm here to tell you because I love you. This is all being said out of love. So you got to think about what you put in your body. Yeah, do I enjoy lots of sweet treats? Oh my gosh, it's my downfall. But if I eat it 210% of my day, I am a sluggish wreck. I am mean to my children. I am short-tempered. And yeah, it's just not a good thing to be around me because then my perfectionism kicks in and nobody's perfect. So that means I'm always right and you're always wrong. That's not someone you want to be around, is it? So in order to feed your body, you have to fuel it with good nutrition. So you got your mind, you got your body. What about your spirit? Yep, here you got to talk spirit. That's prayer. That's your meditation. For some of you, that may be kind of combining some things. For those of you who do yoga, that's a great one. You know, I will do my stretching and yoga together with my meditation slash prayer. And I really think of it more as prayer and praise because that's my time with God. And so I will be working out, but it's my time of solitude with Him. And so that's what I do. That's how you feed your spirit. It's not healthy running on empty. And mom, I'm here to tell you, you've got to stop. You're hurting yourself. You think you're helping others, but ultimately you're hurting them too. And it's only going to bring heartache the more and the longer that you do it. Your life is a temple. Your body is a temple. It is made to be built on a strong foundation. So you need to feed your mind, your body, and your spirit with good thoughts, nutrition, and prayer. If you do this and you take a step back, this allows your time and yourself to rejuvenate. It's okay to push yourself. There are seasons. Yeah, think about it. Okay, so your holidays are coming up. You have Christmas around the corner or Hanukkah. Whatever, you know, holidays that you celebrate, we celebrate Christmas. But if you celebrate Hanukkah, great. But you have those like deadlines that you have to have certain things done or certain foods purchased or cooked because of what you do, the traditions that you have. So there may be a couple days that, yeah, you're going to go kind of all in. You're going to be sprinting. You're going to have that hit in life, the high intensity interval training. And you're going to go for a few days, but you can't do that for months upon months upon months. Do you see the difference? Start building your foundation. Build a strong one. And don't sell yourself short. Give yourself time to rejuvenate. Feed your mind, body, and spirit. You need to gain strength in order to build endurance for your race of life. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.